YY News. Pennsylvania State House has approved a key budget bill that would spend $1 billion less than the plan Governor Shapiro originally proposed. Democrats in the House shrunk the amount Shapiro had budgeted for human services. However, the new $50 billion budget would be larger than last year's, and Republicans who control the state Senate say it's still too big. At last word, the state Senate had yet to schedule a vote on the new proposal. The budget was supposed to have been completed by July 1st. The countdown to America's semi-quincentennial has begun. Isabella Weiss says more for WHYY.
America's 250th anniversary is less than 1 year away, and communities across Pennsylvania are holding year-round celebrations. And for Cassandra Coleman, America's story lies at the heart of rural Pennsylvania. She runs America 250 PA.
There were so many opportunities here and so many ways to elevate communities that aren't Philadelphia and aren't Pittsburgh.
Coleman's a former Exeter borough mayor, and she says she left Luzerne County politics to represent small communities across the state.
I know how it felt to represent one of those small communities for so many years and to make sure that, you know, on a national basis or on a statewide basis, some of those stories or some of those things that are important to small local communities, the lifeblood of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, you know, are also included in the overall work.
She hopes America 250 PA will reach Pennsylvanians from all walks of life.
So the goal is that through the different variation of programming, we want to hear everybody's story.
America 250 PA started a Keystone Classroom Initiative, Liberty Bells to commemorate lesser-known history, and more. In Pittston, I'm Isabella Weiss.
In sports, Phillies are off today ahead of tonight's All-Star Game. Players take to the field in Atlanta at 8 o'clock. Look for the lone member of the Phillies participating, Kyle Schwarber. Zach Wheeler says he preferred to rest ahead of the